great herbal day. Great herbal day. This is Dr. Herb Sister Aisha Faija, and I am here to speak with you today on herbalist, womanist herbology. And womanist herbology is something that we'll be talking about off and on through our regular meetings. Womanist herbology, I think, is important and will become even more important as we explore and expand what it is and what it means. And that is what I'm taking on now, because womanist methods are methods of social transformation. They're methods of harmonizing and coordinating, balancing and healing. And that's what herbology is. It is about looking at what's going on in the body, in the life, in the, you know, the whole person, meaning their family, their mind, their job, the holistic, their kids, their, and looking at all of that and harmonizing and coordinating it so that it balances out and it helps that person to heal and feel good and feel well. And so womanism has these exact same transformative methods. Womanism uses dialogue and arbitration, mediation. It has self-help involved, mothering, and physical healing in addition to spiritual aspects. And a lot of herbology, a lot of things don't have the spiritual aspect. And I think that in our world, when you're looking at the magnificence of how plants have this energy to change the vibration in the body, you are looking at a spiritual aspect of a plant, because that's a fascinating and amazing opportunity for you to use a plant, pull other plants, and put them together in a knowing way that they can provide X, Y, or Z for the body as far as healing, relief, comfort, relaxation. You know, herbs can do everything. And womanist methodology is not confined to one set of rules. It is very, vernacular. It is how people are living on a day-to-day basis. It's grassroots. It links with what people do in every day for food, their shelter, their relationships, the communication, their health, their body, love, life, death, contemplation of the spirit and the transcendental. It is being able to use all of these things with a particular perspective, because womanism is a system of analysis. It's a universal perspective and worldview authored and created by Black women. And it's been around. The name womanism, it's been given that name, particularly everyone knows it from Alice Walker and her book In Search of Our Mother's Gardens, when she talked about womanism. But womanism, I remember it from when I was a girl, and they used to, the elder women would say, you being womanish, you know, and being womanish meant that you were being above your age, or being in business that wasn't yours, or being trying to be grown. That was a big one, trying to be grown. So I've always been womanish. So I've always, when I heard womanism from Alice Walker, I already felt the vibration of it and knew what it was and knew that it was me. And as I continue to develop and grow and, you know, evolve, because womanism evolves with you because it has so many different aspects that as you grow and as you do your daily thing, you are able to see and use the aspects of womanism from your spirit, from your energy, from your creativity, from your intuition. And so what I've decided to do is to use womanism with herbalism, because these two powerful concepts are going to be able to do more for women of color practicing herbology than strictly Western herbalism, which is taught from basically usually a white male perspective, even though it has a lot of Native American herbalism in it. And Western herbalism, let's just be truthful, as I say, tell the truth and shame the devil. Western herbalism takes everybody's herbalism and enfolds it into its own self and pretends that this is theirs. I mean, it takes everybody's stuff. And I think that's why there has also been a conflict between feminism and womanism. And people want to go back and forth in arguing about whether one should be a black feminist instead of being a womanist, or whether she should just be a black woman should just be a feminist. Well, when looking at it from a historical point of view, you recognize that feminism has been primarily white, and everything folds into white feminism. Even that's why the argument is going on, because, you know, instead of black women having something separate, it is always an idea, particularly for white feminists, to think, well, why can't you just be in this? Why can't you just do this? Or let's just bring that over here, without recognizing that so much of feminism is still patriarchal, still colonial, and still oppressive and racist. But because they're well-meaning and they want to do better and they have newer and more advanced ideas than probably their moms and dads, they still got a lot of their mom and dad in them. And so womanism is separate from all of it. Because even black feminism, because black feminism has decided to take on the same political process as white feminism, but just add black to it, and that aspect of the work. That aspect of the work for women of color. So I could put that a little bit better, because I was evolving it in my work, in my mind. So the social activism that is part of womanism is something that has been around since black women have been around, because basically womanism is a system of analysis and a universal perspective authored and created by black women. You have to decide and claim that you are a womanist. You just don't fall under the banner of womanism. And womanism, again, has been around forever, as long as black women have been around. And some of the ways that we can see it specifically, and some of the ways that I am going to be using it within herbalism is the black women's club movement in the 19th and the 20th century, because of Madam C.J. Walker. I love her and her whole mindset about, you know, when people want to ask her how I got my start, Madam C.J. Walker said, I got my start by giving myself a start. That's a definite womanist mindset. I got my start by giving myself a start. So womanism, it encompasses, you know, I'm going to be talking about Fannie Lou Hamer, Sojourner Truth, you know, Marie Sharaga, Audre Lorde, some of my professors at Berkeley, Dr. Barbara Smith, Dr. Wilkerson, Dr. Angela Davis. Just so much historical information that we haven't been paying attention to, but using these legendary elders to inspire and to motivate and to direct our work with herbs. That's it. So, you know, womanism has five characteristics. It's anti-oppressive. So it supports the liberation of all people. It's everyday. It's grassroots. It's no set of rules. It's all about everybody being in a collective state of well-being, and it's spiritual. And I think a lot of times, in African-American culture particularly, anything that has been about progression and progress and helping the group has always had to be spiritual, because a lot of it came out of a black church, because that was the only place that, you know, enslaved Africans could meet. They could meet every Saturday regarding church. So anything that they had to do about becoming unenslaved had to go on with the church. That was their major. So it was with that whole entity of spirituality that undergrid that whole thing, because they had to feel that they had a higher power working for them to help them out of that oppression. You know, so it's fabulous that the womanist, it has tiers, of course. It starts with black women defining what womanism is, and other women of color. That's the first tier. Then the second tier is like our communities and the communities of color. And then the third tier is all oppressed peoples. And then the fourth tier is all humanity, universal nature, all of that. And for myself, for someone who does herbs and works with herbs, you have to be concerned with the interconnectedness of things, how we are connected to the world, to the ocean, to, you know, to the energy of the moon, to the stars, to our plants, to our healing. All of that is part of the relationship between us and our health. The planet and nature is the relationship between us and our health. We also reconcile three other relationships within womanism, which is relationships between people from different groups and within our group, relationship between people and the environment, and relationship between people and the spirit. And my thing, the fourth relationship, has to be the relationship between healing the womanist body and her relationship to herself, consciously healing with the herbs, using better foods, exercise, life affirmations, goals, music, song, food, friends, positive friends, sexual healing, and all of this in addition to self-care. So it is important for us to recognize that we can declare and be a womanist, and we also can understand that it's a good thing. It's a good thing, because we are creators. We create all kinds of things all the time. This is just one of those things that has developed a philosophy to go behind you just being womanish. I remember the boys were mannish, and men can be womanish, you know? So it's a good thing for all of us to be able to be involved in harmonizing and coordinating womanist herbology. So I am going to be teaching a class. This is Dr. Herb Sister. I am going to be teaching a class on womanist herbology, and it will be on my website at herbsister.com, but it's going to be something that I'm going to teach live for the first time starting on June 13th, and it's going to go until right after Labor Day. We'll do our testing in mid-September. I have an entire, so we'll have 11 classes with a topic of every week, homework, assignments, oral exam, and written exam. But womanism is a great coordination to go with herbology, because I've been doing this revolutionary womb wellness and this revolutionary womb loveology and all of these different things. And I now am able to see, when I'm really looking at the details, that it's all been who I've been all this time, and just consider myself an agent of change and a activist and a revolutionary. And all of that is true. Putting it into womanist herbology is going to help a lot of people be able to see it, feel it, and take it in a way that is already activist style, and they can use it in healing themselves, their family, and their community. So womanism values traditional, and I value traditional wisdom of the elders, that'll be all involved in here, natural and spiritually based methods of healing, as well as scientific methods, because I do blend the science and the elder wisdom, as long as it recognizes and continues to pull the interconnectedness of all, and particularly of body, mind, spirit, nature. That's what we're going to be doing with womanist herbology. So I'm happy that you were here. Happy to I'm going to be here a couple times a week, and I will send out a notice. It might be every day, might not be every day at the beginning. You know how we got to start stuff. But we're going to have this conversation on a regular basis. So this is Dr. Herb Sister, Ashe Faizia. And you can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Herb Sister. You can follow me on Facebook at Womb Loveology and Instagram at Dr. Herb Sister. So thank you so much for being here. If you have any questions or comments, or you can text me, or call me, or send me an email, okay? So text 404-244-5565. Email info@herbsista.com. info@herbsista.com. So have a great herbal day. This is Dr. Herb Sister, and I will talk to you soon.